This is Birthday Skin. I'm Charlie.
And I'm Amy. And this is the podcast where we try and make the confusing world of skincare as simple as possible.
Every week, we will give you plenty of tips, advice, and product recommendations by doing in-depth research and speaking to the experts to make sure that what we're telling you is the truth.
Because, let's face it, we're not dermatologists. We're just obsessed with skincare. And you know what? I like to think we have a laugh along the way.
Hi, Wollamy.
Why are you just staring at me like, go on,
say hi back.
Hi.
I've been gone for so long.
Yeah, I know, it has been a while.
Have you not missed me?
It's been a week and a day.
Has it?
Since our last ep, yeah, a week and a day. No, 2 weeks
and
a day.
2 weeks and a day.
Ooh.
We're back, maybe even 2 days. I think we're 2 days. It's terrible. We're sorry. Please accept our apologies.
I don't think anybody really cares, to be honest.
No, neither do I. But we still got like a good massive chunk of listeners.
Yeah, we have.
For the week that we were off.
Thanks, guys.
So maybe they'll be excited for our return for us to just chat shit and hopefully
excited for your
people.
Return. You're
yeah,
the one returning.
Oh my God, I'm so LA now. Oh, I only drink green juice and I dyed my hair blonde.
I'm not from America, but I am offended by that.
Well, actually, funny you say that because, sorry, I thought you were on about the accent, but realised I was just being very stereotypical. About the accent, we had a driver, like a driver runner while we were there who would help us with the kit and whatnot. And I also realised I don't think people know what my actual job is. I make podcasts and then I do another podcast with this
just,
goon.
Just podcast.
Podcast is life. So I was making a podcast out in LA. So we had this guy.
If she hasn't told you already, sorry, yeah, she went to LA.
Sorry, I went to LA. Follow my Instagram. There's still more content on the way.
Oh.
I'm Charlie Berry. @ Amy Wall _ what? Anyway, back to the point. We had a driver and we called him G because his first name began with a G and we didn't know how to pronounce it. And I kept on, you know how we like slip in and out of accents? Mm. You're quite fond of an Australian.
Oh, I love it. New Zealand, I should say it is more New Zealand.
Oh, is it? Oh, okay.
Well, I did it to an Australian girl once and she went, that's actually New Zealand. And I was like, okay.
So that what she just did was actually New Zealand. Mm. Well, anyway. So
I'm
anyway,
sorry my accent isn't good enough for you. That was really bad.
It's like South African.
That was really bad. I can do it really well, but I just need to practice for a
bit.
Anyway.
Let's not.
Carry on.
So anyway, I carried on doing the American accent and I just kept slipping into it out of habit. And then we were like just driving down the highway and he was like, you know what? Your accent's actually really good. I was like, thank you, I know.
No, I disagree. I actually think accents are one of my strong points. I know my Australia, New Zealand
didn't. The problem is, I think it's also mine. And we do it quite well together. But then as soon as you say it, someone's like, do this then. And then you just do it shit.
Yeah.
You're like, okay, like, sorry, ignore me.
If I was doing South African, I could only say South Africa like.
I think that's mildly offensive. I might beep that out.
If anybody wants to
hit the unedited version, you can't because it's mildly offensive.
I'm
she
sorry,
only
guys.
Said the word South Africa in South African accent.
I can say it right. Beer can. Jamaican.
That's Jamaican.
Yeah, I know.
I'm doing beer can.
Yeah, I'm doing different accents. If you say beer can, like beer can, it sounds like you're saying bacon in Jamaican. And then me and my friend Kat always used to laugh because our IT teacher in school was Irish and we couldn't like imitate him in any way. So the only thing we used to do is go, Weetabix. Weetabix is so easy to say in Irish.
I had an English teacher from, not that anybody cares about this, but I had an English teacher from Belfast and she'd say, you're all being so catty. And she was just like saying that we were all just being little shits. Catty.
Weetabix.
Catty little Weetabix.
Weetabix.
We'll stop it now. I'm back from LA. This is a new podcast and you've probably already wasted 5 minutes of your life listening to shit chat like this. Mm. I've got a pizza to go and eat this evening, Amy Wall.
You're the one that's held me back.
I have.
This is an actual domestic here,
yeah, this
live.
Is domestic.
Live
right.
On mic. Is it Mike or Mick?
Moving on.
Live on mic. That's a genuine question.
It's Mike.
All right.
Right. We're talking about. This is kind of off the back of the whole LA thing because I went to LA. Oh, and it's hot out there. It's not really hot. It's like our summertime. So it was glorious.
She got sunburned.
Like the worst sunburn of my life. Honestly, I was ashamed with myself. I was wearing SPF 50.
Whatever.
I was ashamed.
You've let me down. You've let the listeners down. You've let the podcast down. You've let yourself down.
I've let myself down.
Yeah.
First and foremost. So I've got this patch on my stomach, haven't I? Because mm-hmm. I have this skin condition. I say it's condition. There's absolutely no symptoms. It's just a big patch of
just doesn't
unpigmented
tan. Yeah,
skin.
My sister's
on
got
my
it
body.
Like under her armpit as well.
Yeah, so it takes up half of my torso and then half of my back, and there's just no pigment in it. So when it gets in the sun, it either doesn't tan or it burns. So that the rest of my body went really brown, but then that just went fucking red. Mm. It was red raw, and it didn't even hurt. Like, that was the thing. I've never burnt it before. And then I'd actually burnt my shins. I don't know how I managed that. And my chest, like a tiny patch on my chest. But I didn't burn my face because I kept putting SPF 50 on it like every 5 minutes. But I did get a bit of a tan, so obviously there were still some UV rays getting in. Mm. But honestly, never burnt like it.
Oh, interesting.
I was really upset. I fell asleep in the sun. But the reason why we're talking about this is because we are going to do this episode on why aircon is bad for your skin.
Why it's the devil, yeah.
Or why, like, just kind of...
just like...
fake
yeah,
environment yeah. creators. So, like, aircon, radiators, you know, Bob's your uncle, dehumidifiers, humidifiers, whatever. Mm-hmm. We're going to go through them and kind of explain why they're bad for your skin.
Why you should try and avoid them if you can.
Yeah, how you can kind of help yourself and your skin.
Mm-hmm.
Where do you want to start, Ames?
I looked at aircon because yeah. I was so sad sat in Manchester in the cold that I thought I'll look at aircon and maybe like get my mates breathe on me every 5 seconds like, to make it feel like I was in a sunny place.
The actual ironic thing about this whole situation we're in right now is we sit in a podcast studio with no windows in, and we have to blast the aircon like before
we
get in, and then if ever we have a break we just blast it some more just to cool mm-hmm. us down, otherwise it gets really sweaty in here. So let's make ourselves feel bad.
Yep. So if you're in a room with aircon, and this probably is known quite
well.
Well, trying to think of...
I guess
rapidly.
I didn't really know how aircon worked that much until I read it. But
No, I'm not. That's not what I was getting at. But I guess everybody kind of has picked up on the fact that aircon makes your skin dry.
Mm-hmm.
And if you haven't, then that's the first point.
Yeah.
So dry and itchy as well. So how aircon works is it takes all the hot air, mm-hmm. blows it back out as cold.
It's not
complicated, but in doing that, it removes all the moisture from the air.
Yeah.
And obviously, it's not very selective with the moisture that it does take, so it sucks all the moisture from your skin.
Yeah.
Like a leech.
Yeah. Ew.
Leeches actually make me feel sick.
Yeah, that's disgusting.
Yeah, so this affects your epidermis, which is a top layer of your skin, and makes it very dry.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're, like, say, in the summer months and in the office, the aircon is blasting all the time, and your skin is constantly dry
mm-hmm.
and not hydrated enough, it's obviously then going to affect the deeper layers of your skin.
Yeah.
And it will end up stretching, which in turn will make it dry and itchy and flaky.
Ew.
Just like one massive flake.
That's vile. I did have a few tips on how you can avoid that with some products that I really like.
Go on.
I was away, I made sure that everything that I had was like super hydrating, mostly for the plane. And I don't know if everybody saw my little hydration station on the way there. Very proud of it. But I noticed that I was using the Aesop Blue Chamomile mask, which we've spoken about before. That was amazing. I just put that on and sleep in it. And then the Heckle soap was
Ooh.
Really nice because obviously it creates that barrier. When you use it, it creates like a foam, like a normal soap.
It's so nice, yeah.
And then when you wash it off, it leaves this weird like layer, doesn't it? Like an oily kind of greasy layer. And then as soon as you dab yourself with a towel, it just leaves you like with an extra barrier.
Yeah.
So if you use that soap and then moisturize and you've got like extra protect, and then obviously with your face you can just use your normal moisturizer with hyaluronic acid.
I love hyaluronic acid. I actually think it's my savior.
But must mention here that a hyaluronic acid is attracted to like moisture. So if you start using a hyaluronic acid in hot weather, then the hyaluronic acid will be attracted to the heat outside of the skin, so like the humid air, rather than anything that you put on top of your face, like your moisturizer. So just remember, whenever you use hyaluronic acid, make sure you use a moisturizer afterwards.
Yeah, to like lock it in.
Yeah, yeah, exactly that, because then it's going to draw the moisture from the moisturizer and it's not going to be drawn out by the hot air.
Lesson by Charlie Perry.
Exactly. There's just that extra barrier, you know? It's just a barrier.
You need it. You need it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Carrying on, anyway, like I've said a million times before, there is a difference between dry skin and dehydrated skin. And you've just kind of covered both in the same. But I just wanted to quickly touch upon how it can also make your skin dehydrated as well as dry.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, the devil. So basically, with air conditioning, the temperature of the room that you're in is reduced to normally about 18 to 26 degrees Celsius.
Yeah.
This makes your body reduce the production of sweat,
mm-hmm.
except from your underarms, your palms, and your soles.
Yeah. Your soles.
Your soles. So as a result, all the toxins stay within your skin and do not get secreted.
That is honestly my least favourite word.
It's disgusting,
isn't it? One of them, anyway.
It also reduces oil production of the skin, which is just going to make you look
dull. Yeah, that's going to make you nice and
unhealthy. And you're just not going to look your best, yeah.
Blech. Gross.
But yeah, also premature aging. This is obviously if you're facing air conditioning for countless hours. Like, if you walk into a room for 1 second, you're not gonna look like a battered old raisin.
Yeah.
So yeah, but obviously water is your skin's best mate.
Yeah.
And it helps maintain the elasticity of your skin. So when the air conditioning removes the humidity from the room, it's making your skin lose the moisture that it so desperately needs.
And wants, that it yearns for.
Yeah, but yeah, so this in turn can lead to eventually your skin losing its elasticity too.
Gorgeous.
Which is very sad. Yeah.
You know what, it kind of makes me feel a bit thankful that, to be fair, whenever I'm in a hotel on holiday and the aircon's left on overnight,
yeah,
I always choose to use like an electric fan because my throat gets so sore with it. Aircon.
I doubt
horrible.
It's good for not just your skin, but just anything.
It's just obviously just super synthetic.
Yeah.
But it makes me feel lucky that we don't actually have to rely on aircon like at work.
Yeah.
Like, you know, when I was away, it was like you'd walk in a shop and it was just like aircon everywhere. The only way you weren't near it is if you were outside and it was too hot.
Yeah.
Just stressful, you know?
It is so nice though when you're on holiday and you walk into a shop with aircon, you're like,
oh, thank God.
Amazing. Yeah. That's also taken me on to my next point.
Oh.
Because obviously when you're hot and you're walking into a room with aircon, that sudden change.
Oh my God, yeah, that's so bad.
It's just so not good for you. Or if you flip that on its head and you're in a room with aircon, then walk out into the scorching heat.
Yeah.
That sudden change for your skin is awful.
So bad.
It's really not good for you.
That's what I'd seen with the whole radiator thing as well. Are you finished with your aircon chat?
I was just going to mention how it can lead to some skin disorders.
Oh,
yeah,
eczema.
I'm really ending on a high here.
Yeah.
But yeah, so aircon can make your skin so dry that it obviously ends up getting flaky and itchy.
Yeah.
And in some cases, it become red and develop rashes, starts peeling off. And if you're already suffering with eczema, rosacea or psoriasis, it's just going to make
it
worse.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's really sad.
Yeah, the bottom line of it is aircon upsets the moisture balance of your skin and it's just not what you want.
It's not. But also imagine just being a big sweaty blob.
Yeah, true.
You know?
I did read though, and obviously it's really self-explanatory, that to try and tackle this, if, like I said, you're in the office and it's uncontrollable like the aircon, if you can't switch it on or off, just try and drink your water regularly.
Yeah.
I honestly have been drinking so much water recently that I go to the toilet,
oh my
sit
God,
down.
You run in the flat and you're like, oh my God, I'm just going to wee myself. And
you
I'm
know
like,
the bottle I've got
bathroom.
The bottle I've got over there, which is like, it's got like an hourly breakdown. You're meant to drink two of them a day.
Yeah.
I drink five of them a day.
Oh my God, surely that's going to make you feel ill.
Well, I weighed myself the other day and I'm like I'm on a weight loss journey. I weighed myself and I'd put on like 6 pounds because obviously I was like, water retention. I was like, oh my God, I'm so fat. But then I was like, I do drink so much water.
Yeah, but also, you know why you shouldn't drink too much water?
You can drown your organs, can't you?
Yeah, well, you can drown your organs by just like flooding your cells. But also, if you start eating foods with like, well, nutritional foods like vegetables and fruit and that kind of thing, there's the vitamins just get super diluted in.
No.
And then they can't get carried to the right places.
I don't think I drink enough for it to be unhealthy. I think I drink just enough to be like,
that's
whoa,
like
she gets her water.
Yeah.
But like I was saying before, I'll go to the toilet, sit down, wait for 5 minutes, wee again, and then leave.
Oh my God.
Honestly, but to be honest, I have a weak bladder anyway. Like you said, I would literally run into the flat, text like, can you unlock the door, please?
Yeah.
Stand in the lift, literally like doing two-step, like, help me. And then I run in like,
Yeah, no, I feel bad for you.
Thank you.
Feel bad for you, babe.
Thanks.
I'm going to quickly move on to radiators. It's not as like in-depth as aircon. It's kind of the same thing.
Yeah, just flipped on its head, really.
For the Brits,
isn't it?
You know, it's still not that warm here. We had a week of where it was like, bam, it's hot. And then, yeah, it was raining again.
Made
got my summer clothes out, got excited.
However,
the clocks have gone forwards, which means, yeah, we all lost an hour's sleep. However, it's still nice and light outside, and it's usually the time when it's very dark.
Yes.
So you might still need your radiators on, which is fine. However, you need to try and limit this as much as you can.
Yeah.
Because obviously, there's actually, if you've got underfloor heating, you're going to have dry feet as well. Sorry, babes.
Oh, but that's
if
so
you
nice.
Have like a normal radiator, your feet might be all right. You know, you just want those glowy feet. because
hey guys, look at my toes. Don't actually look at my legs, quite hairy right now.
So am I. So basically, if you've got underfloor heating, obviously the heat rises and goes to the ceiling, so every single part of the room will be hot.
Yeah.
And then if you have a radiator, then it's kind of coming out at a third of the room and then moving upwards.
Yeah.
So your legs might be nice and hydrated, but whatever. Mm. However, when you have a radiator, it doesn't obviously work like an aircon because it's not sucking out anything. It's just heating up whatever's in the radiator, whatever chemical that is, and putting out hot air. Now, the hot air that it's emitting doesn't have any humidity in it because it's just pure heat from a radiator, which is why things like burn if you put them on a radiator that's too hot for too long. That's pretty much the long and short of it. You just have to be really careful because it's just emitting dry heat. There are ways to combat it.
Whack a jumper on.
Well, yeah, that's it. You either just warm yourself up and use blankets, jumpers, whatever, help the environment, you know. Mm-hmm.
Save on your bills.
Or you can, I read somewhere that you can put like a bowl of water by your radiator and it can help to kind of put a bit more moisture in the air. I don't know if that works. And also, if I did that at my mum and dad's house, the dog would fucking drink it. So pointless. Same. And also, if I did it in my flat, I'd knock it over every 5 minutes.
My mum left
and our flat's been flooded enough, so I don't need to do that again.
My mum left it. This is so not necessary, but my mum left a dog bowl in the bathroom. I don't know why. I don't know why she left it, but there was a dog bowl in the bathroom with water in it. I mean, Kyle was sat in my room and he just heard the dog go to the bathroom and start licking, and he was like, is your dog fucking drinking toilet water? And I was like, no.
This is a cute story off the back of that one. We might just get in a story hole. So one day I was like, I take a glass of water up to bed and I never finish it. Never, ever finish it. And one day I'd come back from school and I was just like, oh shit, did I knock over my glass of water? Because it was like, had been knocked over.
Yeah.
And I was like, I would have cleaned that up before I'd gone to school. So I was like, well, I don't know. It definitely still had water in it. Didn't matter, everything was dry. I was like, I must have finished it. Didn't think anything of it. And then one day I was walking up the stairs and I look into my mum and dad's bedroom and my mum had a mug on the side of her bed with water in it.
Oh,
and the dog had
rougher.
Fucking jumped onto the bed and was drinking out of the mug. And then I was like, oh my God, he's got no water in his water bottle. So I run downstairs. It's fucking full. He was just too lazy to walk downstairs and drink out of his own bowl.
Oh, Rafa, don't be mean.
Yeah, I know, he's so gorgeous.
Little
Alex can't
man.
Wait to meet him. I've told him so many stories.
I love
you
him.
You haven't met him yet either.
I know.
So sad, you need to come to Doncaster. Anyway, besides the point, you meant to put a bowl of water next to your radiator. Unconfirmed advice.
Try it though. As long as you're not
I'm not going to try it because I will knock it over.
Yeah, fair.
Cool. However, there is another last thing. You can use a humidifier. So a lot of places in the UK have dehumidifiers because, like, it's just a thing. But they're also bad for your skin because
horrific.
They are literally removing the humidity from the room. So unless you live in a damp house or a damp flat or whatever, just try not to have it on all the time. I know you're supposed to. And it's disgusting. Got in my old student house, my flatmate had to have a dehumidifier and she used to empty the water out of it.
Ugh,
and it's the most vile thing. She's like, that's just in the air, it's so weird. But regardless, try not to use them. You could use a humidifier, however, I imagine they're pretty expensive and also just don't use the radiator.
Yeah. I think the long and short of it is try not to rely on these.
Yeah.
Try not to rely on your radiator, try not to rely on the aircon when you can.
Yeah.
And drink water and look after your skin and whatever weather condition you're in.
SPF.
Make sure you're taking care of your skin correctly.
Yeah, exactly.
I think that's the long and short of it. Do you want to talk any more about LA, Charlie?
No, I don't. I was just thinking of any stories I could tell you that were quite funny. Oh, I went to Glossier.
I know.
I went to the store and I went on like a Sunday at first, and there's a fucking queue outside, and I was like, no.
For anybody who doesn't know as well, this is the one with the cave in it.
Yeah, and there was a fucking queue for the cave as well. Yeah. I was just like, no, I'm not doing that. And then I woke up and I was like, hey, I was just wondering, how long is this queue? And she was like, it's going to be like 20 minutes, but it might not take that long. And I was like, right, okay, I'm not going to do that because I know what I want.
Yeah.
And she was like, oh, no, if you know what you want, then just tell me and I'll order it and someone will bring it out. I was like, sick. Mm. So I was like, I want this and I want this. And 5 minutes later, it came out. Went back on the Monday and there was no queue. So I went, wandered in, took a few pictures and was what? Like, getting me in that cave.
Mm.
Fucking queue for the cave, so I just got my stuff and left.
Yeah.
And I got my mum a lovely balm.com for Mother's Day, and she was like, what's this? I was like,
balm.com, mum. It's your balm.com.
She was like, where do I use it? I was like, everywhere. And she went, is it plain? I was like, yes, it's plain, because I didn't want to get you a different one in case you didn't like it, and it seemed you don't like it anyway. And I was a bit like, when you get it in a pouch. And I was like, my mum doesn't even know what the fucking balm.com is, and I need another pouch.
Mm.
So I was like, I'll be taking that home with me.
Thank you, mum. I actually ordered the Illuminator thing from the Glossier Play range.
Oh, amazing.
I needed a new boy brow.
I did a little swatch for you, didn't I?
Yeah, you did.
Mm-hmm.
Really nice. I can't wait.
You sound so excited.
No, I actually can't wait. I needed a new boy brow, and I had the £10 off because somebody had used my link, and I was like, you know what? I'm skint, but I'm going to order it.
Yeah.
Hope my boyfriend doesn't listen to this, because
he probably won't.
But I was just going to say, there's absolutely 100% chance that he will not give this the time of day.
Yeah. So, no, 100%.
Tell him I want to buy these shoes, and I want to buy this, 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 and this, and I'll tell you that somebody else bought it me, and I'll cry because I'm skint.
Well, I was going to tell you another story about Glossier, but I forgot what it was.
Oh, that's nice. Must have been a really important story.
Actually, it was an important story. I remembered it now.
Go on.
Number one, I just started using my Skin Perfector again because I started using another toner to test it out and I didn't really like it that much.
Oh, is this the
name and
solution?
Shame. Yep, solution. And my skin is so much like smoother, and I haven't had as many spots like along my jawline. Yeah. Mind you, I've just said that and I felt another one. Good.
Oh, stop touching.
I've got
touching.
11 across my jaw.
Stop touching.
And chin. Which I'm kind of over now, so I'm hoping that because I'm not stressed about them, they'll just fuck off. And number two, when I was stood waiting for my order to come out from Glossier, there were loads of like fucking huge dogs. There was a Labrador Great Dane mix, which was the cutest thing ever. It was just a Great Dane sized Labrador.
Oh,
gorgeous. And I went over and he was like slobbering everywhere. And I was like, all right, slobber chops. And this woman was like, oh my God, slobber chops is the cutest thing I've ever heard. I was like, and then I said bye to her. I was like, bye, it was nice to meet you. And I was like, bye. And I went to say bye, slobber chops. But we both said slobber chops at the same time. And we were like, oh my God, romantic.
Bye, slobber chops.
And then there was another like big English bulldog that came along, really cute. Loads of dogs wander by. And then Glossier have a little treats thing. And every dog that comes past gets a treat. Yeah.
I love that.
But these dogs obviously go on the same walk all the time. And they just go there and they stand outside and they're like waiting for the treat.
Yeah, bitch, please.
And I was like, you guys need to like do this on your Instagram, like put the dogs on your Instagram. And then she was like, oh, it's already been done. Like somebody already made a Dogs of Glossier account and you can go and follow that on Instagram.
Oh,
I was like, oh my God, I couldn't find it though.
Oh, that's
so
sad.
Maybe like keep searching. If anyone finds it, let me know. But yeah,
that's sad. Mm-hmm. I just wanted to touch upon one very last thing. You know how you were saying about the solution?
Mm-hmm.
I mentioned when we did the Glossier app or whenever, about toners,
mm-hmm.
that it made me come out in like mild dermatitis
that's
chin.
True. Yeah.
However, I recently started, well, not recently, actually, quite a few months now. I've only been using it on my forehead and on my nose.
Yeah.
And it works wonders.
And it works a treat.
So maybe I would suggest if anybody was suffering with the same as me and it really wasn't working, maybe try using it in other areas. And, you know, it's kind of like hit and miss.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But it is really good just in the right areas for me. So that's a little tip for anybody who was going through the same thing. But yeah, I think that's about it, isn't it?
Yeah, that's it. We're not going to bore you anymore. But
no,
yeah,
we've spoken
make
enough
sure
shy.
You give us a little subscribe and review if you're enjoying it. And we'll see you next week.
See you later.
See you later.
Bye.